Okay, Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. Okay. Today's class will be for the Refu'a Shalom Ba'al Dechonim B'chalam Chim Dab Rachav Ba'al Nishan Enem Echan Mekham Rifka Sarab Ba'al Manim Shalom Ba'al Dabir Merachel Yafa Ba'al Dabar Rifka Ba'al Dechav Rifka Ba'al Dechav Shalom Ba'al Dechav 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 Ba'al מרים הנחיל דיסבן, מרים חנן היום, מרים חסר, ותמר יסב רחנה, גבר גדול ברכה, תל מרצה יש לך מרעיני, יחום את המרמקה, ישב במנת, הרי מנפה, ישב בנה שלו, ישב בחנינה, ישב בנפה, דניה מדינה, שמחה בן ליה, פרי מנה, חיילה, דבן ליה, מרגד בן ליה, כדו משל, מנה, כדינו, כדידו, אלינה וגל בן מרים, ולהבדיל לנשמע, דוד בן אליהו, בנימין בן יצחק, כדילה דינה בת אפרים, שמעון בן ישאל, רינן מכה בדן, בועז בן אברהם, דינה בת אהרון, תמר ברכה בת אברהם. וגם
בהרם יצחק.
בהרם יצחק,
בן דוד הכהן.
וגם רפאל בן יעקב.
וגם האישה
מסעודה.
בת ידידיה
הכהן.
שהיום יום פטירתה.
Okay, we are on Daf Yud Gimel. We left off at the Mishnah at the top of the page. He omeret mukat etz. This is a new Mishnah. He comes and says, if she comes and says, mukat etz ani, that I am a mukat etz, a wood hit me in my private. Vehu omer, and he says, lo ki ela derusat ishat. He says, no, you were slept with by a man. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar omrim ne'emenet. Again, Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar says, she is believed. Rabbi Yeshua omer, lo mi piya anu chayin. Rabbi Yeshua says, we do not live off her words. Ela harezo v'chuskat derusat ish. We consider her slept with a man until she brings a proof to her words that it's not it was really mukat etz. Okay, so this is different than the previous Mishnah. We're going to see in the Gemara for a few reasons. The Gemara says, "Ta'antayu b'may." What is the ta'ana? What is their what is the proof? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, meaning what are they talking at? Rabbi Yochanan Amar b'matayim b'umane. He's talking about 200 or 100. Meaning Rabbi Eliezer is saying she's believed. And she gets to get her 200 in her ketubah. Whereas the Rabbi Yeshua says, no, she's not believed, and she only gets 100. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Rabbi Elazar says, Bimane veleklum. Rabbi Elazar says, no, the machloket is either she gets 100 for her ketubah, or she gets nothing if really he is correct. So they explain their opinions. Rabbi Yochanan Amar bimatayim umane, that the machloket is for 200 or 100. Savar lak Rabbi Meir. He holds like Rabbi Meir that we learned earlier. The Amar ben hikirba, ben lo hikirba, matayim. That we said whether the husband recognizes that she's a mukat etz, or he does not recognize that she's a mukat etz when they get married, still she receives 200 zuz in her ketubah. Rabbi Elazar omer, bimane velokum. Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's either 100 or nothing. Savar lak Rabbanan. He holds like the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Amre, they say, Bein hikirba, bein lo hikirba, mane, that they say whether he recognized her or not, she receives 100 zuz. Okay, that's the machloket. So the Gemara says, Bishlamar Rabbi Elazar lo kamar ka Rabbi Yochanan. It makes sense Rabbi Elazar did not say like Rabbi Yochanan. Dekam moke lak Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbanan. It's the Rabbim. Right? It's the majority. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan, mai ta'ama lo amar ka Rabbi Elazar. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar? Right? Rabbi Yochanan is saying, I follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Why are you going like an individual versus the Rabbim? So, kasavar he holds, kansa becheskat betula, benimset be'ula. If a woman gets married with a chazakah, that she is a virgin, and she comes out to be not a virgin, yesh la ketubah mane, she receives in her ketubah 100 zuz. So the Gemara says, if the Mishnah had said, right, in our Mishnah, hacha huka amar mane, viika amra mane. So mai ika bin ta'ana dide le ta'ana dida. If we are saying that she's receiving 100 zuz for her ta'ana, for her what she's proving, and he is trying to disprove her and say, no, you really receive 100 zuz. So what's their machloket? Meaning each one of them are saying, okay, she's saying I'm a mukata'et, so you receive the 100. He's saying, no, you were slept with the man and you receive 100. So what are they arguing about? Who cares whether it was a mukatit or not, if at the end of the day you receive 100 zuz? Ela, it must be that it's not talking about the opinion of Rabbanan. So that's why he doesn't hold like Rabbanan, he holds like Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara then says, Bishlam al Rabbi Elazar, it makes sense of the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, Hainu de katane tarte. That's why it taught two things. What did it teach twice? It taught two dinei mamonot, right? We had two mishnayot, that had to do with dinei mamonot. One was when we said he accused her and she said, no, I got raped after we got engaged. And he said, no, you slept with someone before. And then we have this case where she's saying Amu Mukat Etz. So the Gemara says, why do we need two of them? According to Rabbi Lazar, Chada La Apuke Mide Rami Bar Chama. One of them is to exclude the opinion of Rami Bar Chama. What was the opinion of Rami Bar Chama? If you remember, we learned his opinion that he says Mukat Etz. If a woman comes and she was a Mukat Etz, then the man does not have to give her anything in her ketubah. That's what Rami Bar Chama said. Halacha is not like that, right? We say she still receives in her ketubah, and that's why it's coming to exclude his opinion. V'chada, and the other, this Mishnah, is coming la'apuke to exclude the mid Rav Chiya Bar Avin Amar Rav Sheshat. Exclude the opinion of Rav Chiya Bar Avin in the name of Rav Sheshat. That what did he say? We saw his opinion earlier that we said if there was a mekach ta'ut, what does it mean mekach ta'ut? It's only from 200. So it really becomes the mekach ta'ut. If he comes and says, hey, I married you with the understanding you were a virgin, you weren't a virgin, so I'm not giving you the 200, rather I give you the 100. We understand, no. When it's a mekach ta'ut, like Rava, it's a mekach ta'ut altogether, it's a complete false transaction, and he doesn't have to pay her anything in her ketubah if she wasn't a virgin. Okay, that's why we brought it twice according to Rabbi Elazar. Ela de Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tarte Lamali, why do we need two Mishnayot teaching the same, really the same law according to Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says, Chada leodiacha kochod Rabban Gamliel, vechada leodiacha kochod Rabbi Yeshua. One of the Mishnayot was coming to teach you the strength of Rabban Gamliel, and one was coming to teach you the strength of Rabbi Yeshua. What does that mean? Kamaita, the earlier Mishnah, leodiacha kochod Rabbi Yeshua, was coming to teach you the strength of Rabbi Yeshua. The afa gav de ika lemeimar migo, even though we could say with logic the concept of migo, right? What was migo? What did we say earlier? She came and said, I was raped after we got engaged. So therefore, what is she saying? I should still receive a ketubah. I'm still permitted to you. But what is she doing in essence? She's forbidding herself to any kohen in the world also. So from the we learned earlier that from the fact that she is saying something that's not completely in her benefit, and she could have just said, Mukat etz ani, I am someone who was mukat etz, and then she would be permitted to anyone, to everyone. Therefore, we can understand that she's telling the truth. So since we could have said migo, that's why we would have thought to say that we would say migo, that since she could have said mukat etz ani, and she didn't say that, she's telling the truth. Therefore, I would have thought, unlike Rabbi Yeshua, comes over there, Rabbi Yeshua, to teach his opinion that no, even though we could have said since, we don't teach me go over there. We don't teach since. So that's the strength of Rabbi Yeshua in the earlier Mishnah. The afagav de ikalamei mamigo lo mehemna. She's still, Rabbi Yeshua says, she's still not believed. And Batraita, in this later Mishnah, that she comes and says, mukat etzani. She comes and says, I was hit with a wood in my private, I lost my virginity, and that's why I'm not a virgin, right? There's no migo over here, right? So it's coming It's coming to teach us the strength of Rabban Gamliel. The afagav the leika lameimar migo. Even though there's no place to say since, what do you mean? There's no place to say migo, meaning she could not have come and said, "Oh, I could have said something in more of my benefit, and since I didn't, that's why I'm telling the truth." No, the best thing in her benefit to say is she was a mukat etz. She was someone who was hit with a wood, and that's why she's not a virgin. And and she wouldn't become asur to anyone as a result. So since there's no migo over here, I could have said something better in my benefit, and that's why I'm telling the truth. I would have thought Rabban Gamliel is wrong. Still, Rabban Gamliel says, mehemna, we believe the woman. So this Mishnah is coming to teach us the strength of the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. Okay, new Mishnah. Ra'ua medaberet im echad. They saw her speaking, quote unquote, speaking to a person. Ve'amrula, and they said to her, Mativo shel ish zeh. Who is this person? What's his nature? So she responds, Ish ploni ve'kohenu. It's a certain person, and he is a kohen. Rabban Gamliel ve'Rabbi Elazar amrim ne'emenet. They say she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua omer, lo mipia anu chayin. They say we do not believe her. Ela harezo v'cheskat be'ula le'natin ul'mamzer. We say we view her as if she slept with a natin, one of the givonim, or a mamzer. We view it as if it's a mamzer. Ad she'tavi ra'ayalet v'araya, until she brings a proof to her words that it was not a mamzer. Hayita me'uberet, if she was pregnant. Ve'amrula mativo shel ubarzeh. And they asked her, what's the nature of this baby? Where did this baby come from? So she responds, "Meish peloni vekohenu, from this man, and he was a kohen." Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer omrim ne'emenet. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say that she is believed. Rabbi Yeshua omer lo mipia anu chayim. Ela, we don't believe her. Ela harezo vecheskat meuberet lenatinu mamzer. We view this baby as if it came from a givoni or a mamzer. until she brings a proof to her words that it was not from a mamzer. Okay? This is two cases in our Mishnah that we taught, and seemingly, the first case in our Mishnah that we brought over here, they saw her speaking to another person. So the Gemara's first question is, my medaberet? What do you mean speaking to another person? Is there a forbidden law to speak to another person, to another man? So Zeiri Amar Nistera. No, what speaking meant was speaking in seclusion. She went secluded with another man. Rav Asi Amar, Rav Asi says Nivala. No, she slept with another man. That's what Medaber means. So the Gemara says Bishlam Ala Zeiri. It makes sense according to the opinion of Zeiri. Hainu de Katani Medaber. That's why it said speaking. Right? You speak to speaking sounds like, okay, he went into seclusion with her and they spoke together over there. Ela de Rav Asi, according to Rav Asi, my Medaber. Why does it say the word speaking? If they slept together, say slept together. Why are you saying speaking together? So the Gemara says, Lishna me'aliyah. It's trying to speak in a clean language. It's not trying to speak in a dirty language. Kedichtiv, as the Pasuk says, in Mishle, Achla, Umacheta, Pia, Ve'amera lo pa'alti aven. She comes and says, she comes and says that I ate, and she wiped her mouth. And she says, "Lo pa'alti aven, I didn't do any sin." Meaning, she wants to do it in a clean way and not make it sound so dirty. So too over here, we say medaber, she's speaking to another man, but his opinion is really she slept with the man. Okay, Bishlam al Zeiri. It makes sense according to the opinion of Zeiri. Haine de katani tarte. That's why it's taught two things in our Mishnah: medaberet umeuberet. Speaking to the woman, and me'uberet, and pregnant from the woman. Because there's an aspect of going into seclusion with her, and then sleeping with her, and then getting pregnant. It's not just getting pregnant. El Ravasi, according to Ravasi, tarte lamali. Why do we need two cases in our Mishnah according to Ravasi? So the Gemara says, chada lachshir ba, chada lachshir bebita. One case in our Mishnah was to make her daughter, make her say she's kosher to the kehuna, and one was to say that her daughter is kosher to the kehuna. So the Gemara says, "Hanicha lemanda amar ledivrei hamachshir ba mechshir bebita." That only works according to the opinion which says that when she is kosher, her daughter is also kosher. But ela lemanda amar ledivrei hamachshir ba posel bebita. But there's another opinion that says that even though she is kosher, her daughter is not kosher. Ma'ika lemeimar. What are you going to say about that other opinion? So Rav Asi savar kemanda amar ledivrei hamachshir ba mechshir bebita. Simply speaking, Rav Asi holds, God bless you, Rav Asi holds that according to the opinion that the one who says that she is kosher also says her daughter is kosher as well.
Why would the daughter not be kosher?
Because it came from a tipa lo, not a tipa, we don't know where the baby kosher, meaning she's coming and saying it came from a kohen. They say, no, we don't believe you, it came from a mamzer.
Safek?
Yeah, so it's a safek, we don't know.
Safek, okay.
So the Gemara then says, Amar le Rav Papa la Abaye, Rav Papa says to Abaye, Le Zeiri, according to Zeiri, Da'amar my medaber, that he says, what does speaking mean? Nistera means going in seclusion. Va'amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo mehemna. Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed. Ha'amar Rav, but Rav says Malkin ala yichud. We give lashes. Rashi says Mardut, Makat Mardut, midrabanan for seclusion with another man, with a man. Ve'ein osrin ala yichud, but we do not forbid the woman just based on yichud. Meaning we do not forbid her just because she went in seclusion. So how can Rabbi Yeshua come and say she's not believed? If really Rav has his opinion that says, "Ein osrin al yichud," we do not forbid her just from doing yichud, just from doing seclusion with a man. So the Gemara says, "Lema deloker Rabbi Yeshua." Maybe he does not hold of Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe Rav and Rabbi Yeshua do not hold of one another. The Gemara says, "No, afilu tema Rabbi Yeshua." Even if you want to say Rabbi Yeshua agrees, ma'ala asu biyuchasin. They made a special level for Kohanim, Rashi explains. Keuna for the Kohanim, that they would uphold them on a higher level, and that's why if the woman went in seclusion with a man, they viewed her asur to a kohen. They set a higher level for the kohen. Meitive, we have a contradiction. Ra'ua shenichnesa im echad laseter. If they saw her go into private with a man, or flipping the amud, or lechurba, or to a ruin. You know, the way I think of this is like an open house, right? Like one of those like broken down houses that no one's living in. They go inside one of those houses in seclusion. Ve'amrullah, and they asked her, Mati voshel ishze, who is this guy? What's the nature of him? Kohenu, she responds, she's a kohen, uben achi abahu. He is my first cousin. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elezer Omrim, Ne'emenet, they say she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, lo mipia anu chayin, ela, we don't believe her, ela hare, zo becheskat be'ula, we consider her slept with. linnatino l'mamzer, to a natino or mamzer, ad shetavira ayalet vareya, until she brings a proof to her words. Okay? So the Gemara, yes. Bishlam ala Zairi, it makes sense according to Zairi, and we said, Zairi said it's talking about seclusion. Hainu de ketane tarte. That's why I taught two cases, le seter or le churba. She went in seclusion, or she went into a ruin. Right? He taught also two cases, speaking with, and then getting pregnant. It's two different cases, right? That was the earlier part of the Mishnah. El Ravasi, according to Ravasi, the Amar Niv Allah, that he says, what is Medaberet? It's talking about sleeping with her. So, Tarte Lamali. Why do we need two different cases for Niv Allah? So the Gemara says, Chadak Katane. It's really only one. Leseter de Chorba. It's going into seclusion, into a ruin. It's not two different cases, Ravasi explains. He says, no, it's really talking about one case. If it's the Gemara says, V'has leseter ole churba katane. But we said two cases. But you're coming and changing the words of the Gemara. We said he went into a seclusion, or he went into a ruin. It's two separate types of cases. It's not one case. So how are you saying it's one case? So the Gemara says, Chada le churba de mata, v'chada le churba de dabra. It's two cases, but it's both talking about ruins. One is a ruin in the city, and one is a ruin in the field. What's the difference? With Tzrichei, we need both cases. De'i ashma'in and chubra de'mata, if we would have only talked about a case of the ruin in the city, behaka mechshar Rabban Gamliel, in that case, Rabban Gamliel says, it's kosher, she's kosher. Why? Mishum de'rov ksherim etzla. Because the majority of people in the city are kasher. They're not mamzerim in the city. But in the ruin, if you have an open house, a broken down house in the field that no one goes over there, the majority of people over there are pasul. I would have thought Rabban Gamliel would agree to Rabbi Yoshua. And if it would have only taught us in that case, in that case, the Rabbi Yoshua hold his opinion that the woman is not believed. But in this other case, that in the churba, in the ruin of the city, that it, most people are kosher, I would have thought, I would have thought that Rabbi Yeshua, in the case of the ruin in the city, he would agree to the opinion of Rabban Gamliel that the woman is believed. Sricha. That's why we need both cases to teach us that no, Rabban Gamliel holds in any case that the woman is believed, Rabbi Yeshua holds in any case that the woman is not believed. That's how we understand this. So that's why we needed both, even according to the opinion of Rav Asi, we needed both, even though his definition of medaberet was sleeping with the woman, we needed both to teach us both cases of ruins. Meitive, we have a contradiction. Zo educha isha kesherala. This is a testimony that a woman is kosher to. What a testimony. If she comes and says, I slept with a kosher person, not a mamzer. So we can believe her. But Rabbi Yeshua Omer, inan emet, Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed. And then the Gemara comes back and says, Amar lehem Rabbi Yeshua, iatem modim b'shvuya shenishbet, v'yesh la edim. Do you not agree with me in a case of a captive woman who is taken captive, who is captured, and v'yesh la edim shenishbet, and she has witnesses that she was captured, v'hi omeret tehora ani, and she comes and says, I am pure, I wasn't slept with. She'ena ne'emenet, do you not agree? Don't you agree with me that she's not believed over there? Obviously we think that she was slept with, she was taken captured. So Amrullah, they said to him, Aval, yeah, indeed, we actually agree in that case. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua responded to them, Uma hefresh yesh ben zo lezo. What difference is between that case and this case? What difference is between over there, the case of the captive, and our case? So he says, Lazo yesh edim, lazo in la edim. In that case, there was witnesses. The witnesses came and said, she was captured. In our case, we don't have any witnesses. So how can you come and just define her to be slept with a mamzer? So the Gemara says, Amar lahem, Rabbi Yeshua said to them, Av lazo yesh edim. In our case also there's like witnesses. Why? Shari kiresa ben shinea. The baby is in her teeth, meaning it's a euphemism or a metaphor to say that she's pregnant. If she's pregnant, but what are you going to assume? You're going to assume no one slept with her. How can she be pregnant if no one slept with her? So you have to assume that someone slept with her. Why are you just assuming she's believed? And you should assume the worst. So the Gemara says, Amru lo, they said to him, Rov ovdei kochavim parutzim ba'arayotem. The majority of non-Jews are parutz ba'arayot. What kind of response was that? How did they answer the question? Right? So the Gemara is going to explain. The Gemara is going to explain what he said to them and what they said back to him. We didn't understand it yet. But the Gemara takes a little detour for a sec. Amar lahen, he said to them, and he responded to them, "En apotropos la'arayot, there is no guarantor for arayot. There's no one who can guarantee, that she did or she did not do arayot. There's no guarantor to say that she didn't do it, right? So the Gemara didn't understand what they responded to him and what he responded back. We're going to come back to it. But midvarim amurim. When do we say all of this? Be'edut isha, be'gufa. When it's talking about a testimony of a woman about her own body, about her own self. Aval edut isha be'bita, but a woman who's testifying about her daughter. Divrei hakol havalad shetuki. Everybody agrees the child is a shetuki. What's a shetuki? We learn this in Yevamot, that it's like when the child comes out and comes and says, "Father, father," and the mother says, "We don't know who your father is." Like, hush, hush, shetok, shetok. Like, be quiet, shetuki. You should be quiet because we don't know who your father is. So that's why it's called a shetuki. So the Gemara says, the Gemara goes back and says, "Maika amar lehu." What did Rabbi Yeshua say? "Umaika mahadrile." And what did they respond to him? It makes no sense what he said and what they respond. This is what he said to them. This is what they said to him. Hishavtanu al ha-me'uberet. You told us, you discussed with us about the pregnant part. Matishivenu al ha-medaberet. What are you going to respond about the speaking part? Right? We said in our Mishnah, we saw her speaking to a man. What are you going to explain about that? Amar lahem, he said to them, medaberet hainu shevuya. Medaberet is referring to the captive. It's referring to her being taken as a captive. Amrulo, they said back to him, Shane Shivuya, a captive is different. The rov of de kohavim parutzim ba'arayotem, because the majority of non-Jews are parutz. They're very open in arayot and sleeping with people. So a shivuya is very different. We would assume in that case maybe that she was slept with, but in a regular case of a woman that was not taken captive, why would we assume the worst? Why would we assume that? Amar lahem, he said back to them, Hanami kevandi istetar. This woman also, since she went in seclusion. Ain apotropos arayot. There is no guarantor for arayot. Meaning, even though there's not rov goyim, it's still, we cannot guarantee that she didn't sleep with the person. So we have to guarantee, we have to say that she probably slept with the worst. Katani mihat, but nevertheless, we taught tarte. We taught two things. Medaberet umeuberet. We taught in that baraita right there that there's a case of speaking and there's a case of getting pregnant. Meaning, it's not just sleeping with a woman. It's a case of speaking to her and getting pregnant. So what do you assume? Tiyuvta de Rav Aseh, tiyuvta. It's a contradiction in the opinion of Rav Aseh that he explained medaberet means sleeping with her. That's not the case. There's medaberet and there's meuberet. There's two different types of cases. V'teipo klei, let's derive. Dehatam.
Sorry, meuberet, not, she could have had relations and not be meuberet. But meuberet means that she,
right,
she was with Allah. But she didn't get pregnant.
Right, no, but the idea is that there's two cases in our Mishnah. There's a case of there was someone speaking, and there's another case of getting pregnant. That's what the Mishnah stated, medaberet and meuberet. He's saying the explanation of medaberet is sleeping with her. So how can you explain the explanation of medaberet to be sleeping with her if the second case is talking about being pregnant? There's two separate cases.
She's not pregnant. What do you mean?
That's not the simple pshat, though. That's not how he understood it, simply. Okay, the Gemara says, "V'tepu klei." Let's derive it. The hatam over there, the case of the captive, rov pesulin etzla. Just say the majority of people are pasul by her. Majority of avdei kochavim are pasul. V'hacha, but in our case, rov kesherin etzla. Majority of people are kosher, and that's why we're teaching that we believe her. The Gemara says, "Misayel le Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi." This supports the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Amar, he says, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the divrei ha-machshir, according to Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, who are machshir afilo berov psulin. They say she's kosher, even if the majority of people are pasul. Right. The divrei ha-posel, according to the one who says pasul, Rabbi Yeshua, posel afilo berov ksherim. He says she's pasul, even when the majority of people are kasher. So you see, there's no way to say that because the majority are kosher, that's why it's permitted. No, no one holds like that. Right, it's both extremes. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the divrei machshir ba machshir bebita. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the one who is machshir her is machshir also the daughter. The divrei posel ba, the one who says she's pasul posel bebita, says the daughter is also pasul. Rabbi Elazar says the divrei ha posel ba posel bebita. Sorry, the divrei ha machshir ba posel bebita. The one who says that she is kosher, still the daughter is not kosher. Amar Abba, my tamad Rabbi Elazar. Why is it? What's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar? What's his reasoning? So bishlama ihi itla chazaka de kashrut. It makes sense. She has a status of kashrut. She didn't do anything to make her non-kosher. Bita late la chazaka de kashrut. But her daughter, we don't know where she came from. So she doesn't have a status of kashrut to be able to marry into the kehuna. And that's why he says that the daughter is not kosher. Etive. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar has a contradiction on Rabbi Yochanan. But midvarim amurim, when do we say all of this? Be'edut isha begufa, a woman's testimony about herself. Aval edut isha bebita, but a woman testifying about her daughter. The divrei hakol Havalad shetuki. Everyone agrees the child in that case would be a shetuki that we said is not kosher seemingly. The Gemara says, my love shetuki upasul is not referring to a shetuki and he is pasul or she is pasul and she doesn't know who her father is. She cannot marry the Kohen. The Gemara says, no. Lo, shetuki vekasher. It's a shetuki. She doesn't know who the father is, but she's kosher to marry a Kohen. How could you find a case of a shetuki, but she's allowed to marry a Kohen? Umi ika shetuki kasher? Do we have a case of a shetuki who's kosher to the Kohen? The Gemara says, in, yes we do, Kedish Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, asara kohanim omdim. If you have 10 kohanim who are standing, upiresh echad mehem, and one of them separates. Uba'al, and he slept with the woman, havalad shetuki. But we don't know which one is who. We don't know which Kohen slept with her.
But definitely was with the Kohen.
It definitely was with the Kohen though. So the child is a shetuki. But what? Even though the child is a shetuki, we still know that the child is allowed to marry a Kohen. Why? Because the child is for sure a Kohen. The child came from a Kohen. It's 100% a Kohen. But still, we do not allow the child to eat truma. We don't allow the child to work, do the temple service. That's what the Gemara is going to come to explain. So the Gemara says, my shetuki. What does it mean, shetuki? Maybe we tell him, be quiet. You don't receive the property or the inheritance from your father. That's obviously, right? Pshita. Because we don't know who the father is. Manu. Do we know who the father is? No, absolutely not. Ella shemeshatkin oto midin kehuna. We silence him from kehuna. Dichtiv vahayita lo uzaro acharav berit kehunat olam. This week's parasha. What does that mean? It should be for him and for his child. This covenant of kehuna of Kohen. So mish zaro miuchas acharav. That's only someone whose child has lineage after him that he's a Kohen. Yatsa ze shein zaro miuchas acharav. Excluding this child that does not have the lineage that we don't know who the father is. So this child cannot partake in the truma and cannot partake in the temple service, but still. It's a vadai kohen. It's 100% a kohen or a kohenet. And so therefore this child, even though she's a shetuki, she's allowed to marry a kohen. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen ve'amen.